It's the 29th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A civil case referring to a May 2013 incident outside a Bedford nightclub has been resolved out of court for £1.2 million. The lawsuit was lodged by the mother of the victim, Claudia Cole, against Bedfordshire Police. Julian Cole, then 19, was physically removed from the former Elements nightclub on Mill Street. After he persisted in his request for a refund, police were called and Mr. Cole was forced to the ground by officers and handcuffed. As a result, his spine was severely damaged, causing brain injury leading to his current vegetative state. It was later discovered that officers lied when they said that Cole was able to walk to the police van. CCTV footage revealed that he was being held up with his head lowered and his feet dragging. The monetary award will go towards his indefinite medical care. Daniel Williams has received a life sentence for the rape of a woman in Bidnam near Bedford. In 2022, the woman was walking on Bidnam Road at 7 in the morning when she was sexually assaulted by the 36-year-old Williams. Captain Sir Tom Moore's daughter Hannah, along with her husband Colin, have begun the process of demolishing the £200,000 Captain Tom Foundation building on their property. The couple lost a planning permission appeal for the unapproved structure and must now have the building demolished and the land restored to its former condition by the 7th of February. Prior to his death at the age of 100, the former military officer raised over £30 million for the NHS. Luton Town Football Club have entered the fifth round of the FA Cup following their 2-1 victory over Everton. Corley Woodrow suffered a broken hand in an accidental collision with Everton's James Tarkowski just prior to scoring the game-winning goal in the 96th minute. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.